And he has come here with authority from the chief priests to arrest all who call on your name. Verse 15. But the Lord said to Ananias, Go, this man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings, and before the people of Israel. I will show them how much he must suffer for my name. Then Ananias went to the house, and he entered it. Placing his hands on Saul, he said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here, has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Immediately, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. He got up and was baptized, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. Saul spent several days with the disciples in Damascus. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us all here today safely. Thank you for Pastor Sabrina, she will preach today. And I pray that you will open up our hearts to hear what she has to say. And also, I also pray for child minding, that little ones like Jax can also learn more about you. Amen.
Good morning. You know, I haven't been here for a long time, so I'm waiting what I should do, you know. So we are 几个人, so that's why I help myself, okay? So shalom, peace with you all. So I'm so thankful today that, and thank you Pastor Paul, and invited me to come first time sharing with you guys with the English side. So I'll be sharing with the Chinese side in the next week or so. Today, I would like to share with you a topic. It's called Out of Your Comfort Zone. You know, when I came back from Cambodia, and I have been here about 7 months now, and one of the questions that people usually ask me, and they say that, Sabrina, and you're a missionary in Cambodia. And do you know what was their response? Okay, so here I said, I'm a missionary in Cambodia. And do you know what their response? I forgot to turn this off. Okay, sorry, I forgot that. Okay, let's try this. Okay. Okay, so, you know, their response is, Sabrina, you know, going to Cambodia, there's a lot of landmines. Do you know that? Okay, so, I don't know how to work it out, okay. Probably have to wait a little bit, eh? I think I need someone to help me. I don't know what happened. Is it working? So maybe, I know it's on here, okay? So they said that there are lots of landmines. And but you know that the landmines usually is in near the border. It's not in the city. And also it was guarded. So this is not the truth, all right? So let me tell you. And so sometimes when I was talking with Christians and brothers and sisters, and they would say that, Sabrina, you know, you're living in Canada for so long. What made you willing to step out of your comfort zone and left and work in Cambodia? And also other Christian brothers and sisters, they would say, oh, you know what? I know the Bible says that God has a plan for each of our lives. And of course, He certainly has a lot of, He has given us a lot of gifts and potential. And I know, unless I'm willing to step out of my comfort zone, having the courage to take up some challenges in my life, and I will not be making a difference of God's purpose for my life. So tell me, how can I make that first move to step out of my comfort zone? Maybe I have a question to ask my brother and sister in Burnaby Pacific Grace Church. Do you think that you are very comfortable with your life right now? Are you very comfortable with your life? Yeah, I think so. I hope so. You know what? Because you are living in the number three best place to live in the world. Do you know that? The top three countries in the world. So you guys are very comfortable and you are very, very blessed. And you have to know that. Yes. And this is all by the grace of God that you have a comfortable life. But what is the purpose that God brought you in Canada, or you live in Canada? Are you very comfortable with what you have? Enjoying everything that you have right now? You said, oh, yeah, I enjoy my normal routine. I go to school. I am very happy with my job. I have a happy life. I just got married. I have a good salary. And I have a boyfriend, a girlfriend, and I'm thinking to get married. Okay, so you think about, oh, yeah, you think you're quite a good Christian. And not only that, you know, I go to church and I help out a little bit and I give and I'm very committed. So I'm very comfortable with what I have right now. Okay, don't bother. Okay, don't let me out of my comfort zone. Today, I would like to encourage you and I would like to pray for you that no matter what spiritual stage you are at, and I pray that God will use today's example of two men and to help you to see that if someone who is willing to step out of their comfort zone, and that person will make significant impact on yourself and on someone's lives. That's what we're going to find out today. Thank you, Salome, reading the passage for us. She skipped the first part, but that's okay. Okay, I think the first part everybody knows really well, the character, the story of Paul, right? Everybody knows that. Okay. Okay, Paul, you heard that from your Sunday school, and you heard a lot from this man, Paul, or maybe Saul. In chapter 9, this is a very, very important chapter. And this is a chapter. It all started with God. With God's all-knowing or almighty power, he came and seek Paul and Ananias. You all know well Saul. He was a very educated man. And he was a guy who was very strong in his belief in Judaism belief. And also, you all know that he went around and persecuting churches and even killing followers of Jesus. And on the road to Damascus, and he saw a light and he heard a voice and claiming to be Jesus. And so he was locked him out and onto the ground and he became blind. So at the same time, and then he believed and became a devout follower of Jesus. And God knocked Paul down. And his life was never the same again. Paul has a dramatic encounter with Jesus. And he was well known by us. But today, we are not going to look at Paul's life. We are going to look at, I would like to invite you to pay attention to one of the guys. Is his unknown. And his name is Ananias. It is because of him. And when God got involved in his life, and he was willing to step out of his comfort zone, and his life was never the same again. So who was Ananias? There are not many verses talking about him. In chapter 9, Acts chapter 9, in verse 10, the Bible said that in Damascus there was a disciple named Ananias. So he was just an ordinary person, just like you and me, a disciple. Disciple means a follower of Jesus. Okay, a follower of Jesus. Ananias. And also, he was a disciple who was very serious about his faith. All right, let's read together 22:12. 1, 2, 3. So how can we say that he was very serious about his faith? Okay, he's not a wishy-washy Christian. All right? He is the guy that who a devout, mean he's the guy, the one that who's reverence for God and fear of God. Fear of God means in Proverbs talks about fear of God and stay away from evil. So you know that this guy, even though he was an ordinary person, is a disciple of Jesus, but he feared God. He stayed away from evil. Okay, so that's why he was devout mean. So he was very serious about his belief, his faith in God. So, and he practiced what he talked, and he walked the talk more than he walked the talk. So Ananias, and he, not only that, and he had a good report because he was respected by all the Jews living there. So that means he had a good report from everyone, not just inside the church, and also people outside that know him. He has a very good testimony. All the people who knew him thought well of him. Not only that, okay? He had a very intimate relationship with God. How do we know? In verse 10, said that when the Lord called to him in a vision, and he responded right away. He said, Lord, here I am. Do you know, brothers and sisters? Only those who spend time with God, and you will hear God speak to you in your heart. I remember being a missionary in overseas. My first 3 months in Cambodia. Do you know the first challenges that I face as a missionary? You know? It's learning the language. Now, this is a Khmer language, all right? So this is something that is very, very challenging. But you know, one morning when I had my devotion, I got this time. Because this is a time when you spend time with God, and that is where you have your wisdom and strength comes from God. So God spoke to me. I was very frustrated. I said, oh, I'm 46. God, are you sure that I'm able to learn the language? And God spoke to me through a verse in 2 Corinthians 5:14. It is because of God's love compel you. That is the motivation. That is the motivation. And I knew that before I left for Cambodia. But God reminded me again through my time with him. It's because of the love of God. And this is the motivation that will enable me to learn the word of God, to learn the Khmer language, so that I know the word of God in Khmer. And you know what happened? After that morning, the next day, and God just changed my whole attitude, whole perspective. The language is getting harder. It's not going to be easy, right? Level 1, kindergarten, grade 1, grade 2, and in 4 years. Can you imagine? God used that 4 years and helped me to pass grade 9 in Khmer. Grade 9, brothers and sisters. And I couldn't believe it. It's not because of my ability. It is because the love of God gave me that joy, that perseverance to serve and to have that joy to learn the language and to change my attitude and to have the love for the people. So brothers and sisters, you know, God may not call everybody to be a missionary, but I believe that God may call some of you to be a missionary in the future. And you know what? If you want to find out whether God wants you to be a missionary, you better start right now. When you have your time with God, daily feeding on God's word is very important. Because this is what you receive the confirmation from his word. And then, when you live for the mission field, and then you know, and this is a call from the Lord. It's not because of, oh yeah, I just feel like it, oh yeah, I was really excited after I listened to a sermon, after I listened to a song. No, And this is not what God wants you to do. And God wants you to be confirmed, affirmed by His word, so that you know, just like what I have done. When I face frustration, and God's word bring it back to me, you know what? The decision that you have made is from Him. It's affirming by His word. Okay, so it doesn't have to be solid by His word. Okay, not from your feeling, because your feeling will change. If you're happy, you're happy. So today, if you're not happy, tomorrow say, oh, no, I'm not going to serve you. I'm not going to come into worship anymore, because you trust your feeling. Okay, so that's why Ananias, even though he's an ordinary person, he had good relationship with God. He had intimate relationship with God. So you can see that Ananias is very comfortable with his walk, right? He served God. He's very following God. And so he's quite good. So he's very comfortable with what he has. So until one day, and God asked him to step out of his comfort zone. How did God rock Ananias' world? Let's read together 9:11-13. Lord. You know what? I think Ananias, when God spoke to him, and you know what God asked him to do? God asked him to go to see Saul. And you know what happened? He had the response just like what we people, we normally respond. Are you sure, God, that you want me to go there? And this guy, he killed so many Christians. Probably, I don't know, maybe he has seen Stephen, that he was killed by the people stoning him to death. Eh? So we don't know. But Ananias, he has all the reason that he can say that, sorry, God, I think you made a mistake. And this is not the guy I want to go. You know, just like some of us, you know, sometimes God likes it. Even like this morning when Winnie said, let's get out of your comfort zone and just to greet one another. Say, oh, no, this guy, I don't know him. It's new. Oh, I don't want to do that. Now, this is the basic step. That's how you get out of your comfort zone. Oh, you know, when you see new people coming in, oh, I don't want to. This is new. I don't know him. Okay, you have that? You know, you put people in your shoes. If you go to a new church, if you just going in and out, nobody say anything to you, how do you feel about it? So, brothers and sisters, being Christian, you have the love of God, but people don't see the love of God in your heart because you are not willing to step out of your comfort zone. Last week, I read the bulletin. I was so excited. And I saw three deacons, new deacons, from the English congregation. Isn't that amazing? Those little kids, when I was pastor there, you know, today they are deacons. I say, wow, they're deacons, you know. I said, praise God. But you know what? I suppose when pastor, or maybe when the deacon representative contact them, okay, so and so, I would like to ask you to be a deacon candidate. Me? I'm going to be a deacon? No, I'm so young, I'm inexperienced. Oh, you have so many excuses. Or may think, oh, when you look at yourself, you think you cannot do that. But you know what? We see, brother and sister, you are willing to step out and to serve. You see? That makes a difference. Right? Okay? So that's why this is something that, you know, God will speak to you if you're willing. And God is going to teach you and to mold you, because it's not because how good you are, because you have a willing heart, and that is the most important. So Ananias, even though that he know that it's going to be difficult, it's not easy, but you know what? One of the amazing things we learn from Ananias, even though he know he is going to face dangers, but he said to God, he say, yes, I'll go. So in verse 17, Ananias, he went. OMF, Overseas Missionary Fellowship, this is an organization that I work for right now. And you know that 150 years ago, there was a man named Hudson Taylor. He was a guy that who started this mission organization. And 150 years ago, you know that when he started established this mission organization, in those days, not many people that they would like to go to serve, especially to go to China. So when Hudson Taylor has this vision, and he knew that in China there are many people who don't know God. So he started to pray, and God, please send people to go to China. But you know, not many people, not many English people, they want to go because it was so far away. It takes so many months by boat to get there. In 1866, there was a guy named Josh Dodd. So he applied OMF to be a missionary to China. So he has his first interview, second interview, failed. And third interview, declined. So he said to the board, he said, I would like to request to meet with Hudson Taylor. And so I would like to speak to him alone for the last chance. So Hudson met Josh. So he said to him, he said, sorry, Josh, I think I have to turn you down too. And you know why? Because Josh, he had an accident when he was 14 years old. And one of his legs got amputated. So Hudson Taylor told him, I think it's better for you to stay in England with one leg. So rather than to go to China, because at that time it was not, you know, medical-wise, it's not suitable for him to go to China. And you know, Josh, he told Hudson, he said, Brother Hudson Taylor, in England, there were so many Christians, they have two legs, but they're not willing to go. But I have one leg. Please let me go. Hudson was very touched by his word. And finally, he let Josh went. And you know what happened? According to in that mission, the previous organization, the history record, and they recorded Josh, he went to China, to one of the province called Guangzhou. And he served there for 30-some years. And when he went there, there was not any church. But as we look back right now, 150 years today, Guangzhou has the most Christian population in China. With 7 million population, 600,000 are Christians. Josh was an unqualified person, but he has a willing heart, and he was willing to leave his comfort zone, and God used him, an ordinary person, an handicapped person, and someone who has a heart to serve God. What impact did Ananias bring to himself and others when he was willing to step out of his comfort zone? In verse 17 said, Ananias placed his hands on Paul and he called him Brother Paul. Can you imagine when Paul received and this kind of action, the love and acceptance that from Ananias. Paul has never met a Christian before, and this is the first Christian he met. But the love and acceptance replaced all the fear and hatred in Ananias' life. And you know what? And this is really truly impacted Paul's life. He accepted him as brother in the Lord. Can you imagine? Before he left, you know, you have to use a little bit of your imagination, right? If someone that kill Christian and do something so bad, and you're going to meet that person, how do you feel? I'm sure that you're probably not very happy with that. So probably Ananias have that feeling. But it's once he stepped out of that comfort zone, and God gave him the love and the acceptance, and to love Paul as his brother in the Lord. Not only that, he obeyed what God told him to do. He prayed, and you know what happened? And Saul, I mean Paul, like he was his eye was able to see, and also, and he was filled with the Holy Spirit. How do we know he was filled with the Holy Spirit? Because afterward, in verse 22, and you know that, Paul started to preach the gospel, and his whole life, just within that 3 days, and that moment, and his life was transformed from being a persecutor of Christians to a powerful preacher for Christ. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? How God used him to change many, many lives. And you know that, and you know that the action that he took. Brothers and sisters, so are you willing to step out of your comfort zone? Every one of us, we may not be like Paul, a big guy, you know, but every one of us, we can be like Ananias to influence people. Influence Paul. Some of you, I mean, most of you can recognize this guy, Josh Seal, right? A few months ago when he came to, when he came back to Vancouver, he shared with me a testimony. When he was working, studying, like studying in Ontario. And you know that he was so lonely. He doesn't have know anybody, and he couldn't find, I mean, he had to go to a church far away for worship, a couple of hours every week. And he shared with me that, and you know what? One day he went to one church. It takes a couple of hours by bus. And when he arrived to that church, and there was a family, there was a lady, it's like a mom, an auntie came to him and greet him. And he said, "Hi, how are you? Oh, I think you're new. Wow, this is very good." And he said, look, at him, and you know, this is a new guy. And he started, she greeted him. Oh, she said, and then he started to tell her that he was from far away and taking a bus to church first time. And this auntie showed him, Josh. From that day on, every Sunday you can stay at my house. And you can come with me, and I'm going to take you to church with my kids. And this woman, he opened his home. I mean, she opened the home. And she had a few teenagers too. But you know what? And this family, he may not, I mean, this is the first time you meet this guy. How do you know who is he? Wow, he's maybe a bad guy. You know, he may have lots of bad habits, influence my kids. And he has all those reasons, right? If you're a mom, you know that. But you know, she stepped out of his comfort zone. And she opened his home, so home for Josh. And that made a great impact to his life. And not only that, and she told Josh, now, every time when you have a holiday, if you have nowhere to go, come here, come to my house. You're welcome anytime you come. Wow, amazing. That had a great impact to Josh. A few months ago, when I was helping out at the Lighthouse Harbor Ministry, I met Josh, he was there. And I said, wow, that's great to see you. And you know what? And he was sharing with the seamen. And that day, there was most of them, they were from Filipino salesmen, right? And you know what? He started to share the gospel. Wow, the way he shared was very clear in 5 minutes. And he was able to give a full gospel to the people there. And then he said to them, you know, I knew how you feel. And you're far away from your family. You go home once every two years, or maybe one or twice a year. And me too. I was away from my family. I live far away. I know how you feel. God really used him to share the gospel and to reach out for others because he has experienced the love of God. It started by a family who was willing to take risk. Right? Brother and sister, and you can be like that too. Okay, so when you step out of your comfort zone, and God will use you to bless many, many other people. So everybody, I encourage each one of us here today. Keep your eyes, keep your ears open, and all the opportunities that God give it to you. And today I'm going to invite one of our sisters from Emmanuel Fellowship, and she's going to share with you. And I when I heard her testimony, I said, you have to share with our brother and sister, even though her mother tongue is Cantonese. But she had tried her best to write in English and share with us. Okay, let's pay a close attention and see the opportunity that you have in Vancouver. Okay, so Sister Yuki, please come up here.
I believe God's bring me into my vocations is to fulfill His purpose for the world. Even though I'm a young believer, but I thanks God to using me to be a witness for Him at my workplace. I'm a hairdresser. At our salon, we have the 7 workers. 5 is Iranians, and 2 of us is Chinese and Christian. There are 5 of them, they said they are Muslim. I would like to share about 6 areas of my experience at work. So first of all, I like to pray when I drive to work. Because when I'm driving to work, I pay attention, pray for God, what I'm doing in my work, and share God's love to my co-worker. And listen carefully what God wants to speak with me through me and guide me how to serve Him in work. Secondly, I thank God that our boss and manager is open-minded people. I allow reading the Bibles when I have no customers. One of Iranian's co-workers who got fired from the boss. And she's so funny. She talked to my co-worker, said, we should learn about looks like Yuki. Every day read the Bible. That's why God can save us, not fire from the boss. So thirdly, when I know that our co-workers are facing difficult situations or problems in their lives, I will invite them to pray together, let God become their comfort. Just like God's words has promised, He during the praise and after praise, He always give them peace and hope. It has been a very good chance to bring them to God through Jesus Christ. So thirdly, I try to use what I have learned in our church. I remember in one of our Sunday class, I have learned about use the good news booklet. I asked my church friends to pray for one of my friends' name is Shannon. She has a very difficult situation. And on September 24th, I shared the good news of Jesus to her. She was very touched as she received Jesus into her life. Thanks God that our God is love, faithful, and righteous. She became a Christian. So fifthly, I give glory to my God. When Shannon prayed to God to receive Jesus Christ into her life, one of our co-workers' name is Ferry. She said loudly, she said, God, we have already believed God in our country. Why today Yuki tell us about God? So after a few days later, I was so excited because I finally find the Iranian Bible, the Farsi Bibles, in the Bible Society. So I plan to give it to my co-worker, who's Christian Shannon. At that time, but I'm not yet work with her. So I brought the Bible to show the fairy, who is very loud to talk about me that day. I talked to Ferry. I say, Ferry, I have something to show you, but I'm not give it to you. Just let you see. When she received the Bible, her eyes looked bright. She was so exciting. She saw it very carefully from first page, middle of the page, and the map. At the end, she's very happy. She said, wow, that's a Bible. I think that's God's spirit talk to me, give it to her. That's why I talk to Ferry. Ferry, do you know why this gift come from God? And this is the best gift in our life. Right now, I give it to you. So after 1 hour, we all busy about customer. Well, after 1 hour, she come to me, very looks very serious, and she talked to me. She said, Yuki, yeah, I tell you something. Yesterday, one of my friends phoned me. She said she dreamed my mom, but she never ever seen my mom. And my mom already passed away 5 years ago. In the dream, my mom tell my friend, she said, tomorrow, fairy will receive a gift. That's why at the morning, when I woke up, I right away go to buy the 649 Lotus ticket, but didn't win. But just now you talk, that's the gift come from God. So that's so amazing. And the other point is, God bring fairy with me to watch the Bible movie, for 10 hours movie during 4 weeks. So God is so amazing, and Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So lastly, as I follow God's guidance, God helps us to find an Iranian church in North Van for both of my Iranian friends. I followed them up and ordered some fussy daily bread for them, pray that God will use his words and those resources to help them to know more about Jesus. I thank God that he let me know I was a lost sheep because of Jesus Christ. He came to find me and bring me to know and receive God's love. And he used brothers and sisters from church to guide me to know him more. Now, I'm willing to show the role of the God's love to my friend, to those who have not heard the good news of Jesus. It is not because of how good I am, because that is the grace of God. In Romans 1:16 says, for I am not ashamed of the good news of Christ, for it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. Thank you.
Did you see that? Were you very encouraged when you step out of comfort zone? And God brought many Muslim ladies. In their own country, they were not allowed to receive Jesus. But because of our sister, so willing to step out of her comfort zone, and she has a lot of excuse. She doesn't need to go, oh, my English is not very good. I've just been to Canada for a couple of years, and I'm only a new Christian. She had all those excuses. But she didn't. But she obeyed and followed. And God used her life. So, brother and sister, I pray that today, the sermon, the word of God, the testimony that you have heard today, I pray that you will take it serious in your heart. God is going to speak to you. Are you willing to step out of your comfort zone? Not every one of us can be like Apostle Paul to change the world. But every one of us, we can be like Ananias to make a significant difference to people's lives. God invites each one of us to move deeper into his purpose for the world. So after worship, I encourage you, if you're willing to really participate in God's work and to serve God, and I would like you to pick up one brochure. And this is a brochure that talks about 6 ways that you can be involved in reaching the peoples of God's world. And you know, you may not be doing all the 6 ways, but at least one way that you can use to practice in your daily lives and to make a difference in your life. Because we have experienced so much grace from God. You want to respond to that? I pray that you will. Okay, let's have a word of prayer together. I would like to ask each one of us to pray quietly before God. And I pray that you will talk to God. What has God spoken to you today? How are you going to respond for this coming week, all the weeks, the days to come? Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to give praise and thanks to you. Is it because of your grace and that you have brought us here? And Father, we pray that you help us and not to be ashamed of the gospel, and help us to share the love of Jesus Christ with people around us. And people are lost. They don't have hope. And we pray that, Father, you help us to respond to your love and get out of our comfort zone and to make a difference to people that you love. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being with us. We want to give praise and honor to God's name for all we have shared and what we have listened today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.